Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. The Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts is one of the great cultural treasures in our city, and they've come up with a great idea. It's the Affordable Art Sale. We'll have all the details on today's show. I hope you can make plans to stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are at the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts. And this wonderful organization here in our community is doing something very unique. And for the very first time, they're offering an affordable art sale. And joining us to talk about this are Lindsay Maestri, who is Executive Director of the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts, and Lindsay Walton, who is a marketing coordinator for this wonderful organization that we have here. Welcome to you both. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us on.
So the idea of an affordable art sale, where did that come from?
So we were thinking about getting people to start buying local art, thinking about the idea of purchasing something local, starting their collection, the idea that anybody can be a collector of art. Art comes in all sizes and prices and shapes and colors, and so everybody can access it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you coupled with it the idea that it would be locally produced.
Yes, yes.
What a great idea.
Yes, these are all local or regional artists that are coming in.
Yeah, but not mass-produced cheap art, but affordable art by local and regional artists.
Yes, we love the term handmade. So everything is handmade. You know, fill your home with handmade things. It's so much more interesting.
Right. Unique, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Okay, and then you were able to make this come to fruition. What's involved in a project like that?
Mainly just contacting the artist first. That was, you know, how we originally just, you know, went about it, putting out an artist call, and we had a really, really great response. We have over 45 artists that are going to be in this art sale.
Right. Great. What do you have to do to prepare to accommodate artists? And I'm assuming here that you're dealing with all kinds of different art, right? In fact, we might actually should talk about that first. What sort of media are we looking at?
So we'll have everything from printmaking, photography, painting, fiber arts, ceramics. The South Plains woodturners will be here, so woodwork, just about everything that you can imagine.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Something for everybody.
True. Very true. Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. So, Lindsay Walton, so what then? What do you have to do here at LUCA to make it possible for all of these people to demonstrate what they do?
So, a great thing about our space here is that we have so much space. So, our galleries obviously are, you know, prepared to have a lot of artists displaying their work. You know, we have the wall space. We have, you know, tables for ceramics or, like Lindsay was discussing, handmade books, fiber art, things like that. So we have the space. Now we just have the artists come to bring, you know, the actual art for us.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I saw something about demonstrations. Woodturners coming? Tell us about that.
The woodturners will be here. So we're very excited to have them here on campus, and they'll be doing demos, live demos here. So it's a great family-friendly thing. Bring the kids out, see what the woodturners have to offer. It's a lot of fun when they really get those bowls and things turning on that lathe and you've got chips flying through the air. And yeah, so it should be exciting.
And accessible for everyone.
Everyone, yep.
Yeah, wonderful. Tell us the time, date, where, when, how, all of those kinds of things.
So it will be in the LUCA Galleries. Come to our main building, 511 Avenue K, on November 30th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. You mentioned this as being affordable art. A lot of us go to museums or to things like that, and we see 5, 6, 7 figure dollar amounts on art. What do you mean by affordable art?
So, you know, 3 figures and below.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So everything from, you know, the 1 or 2 figures to 3 figures and
right.
below.
Right. So people looking for items for their home to collect, presents for the holiday season,
yes.
this would be accessible.
Yes, this would be great. And if you have that really hard to buy for a person, there will definitely be something here to fill that. So.
Right. I love the idea of unique mm-hmm. and homemade. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And thank you both for doing this and initiating this project.
Yes. We're also very excited because it's going to be on Small Business Saturday. So that really then plays into that handmade, local, and celebrating that. So.
Right. Great. Tell us again the address here at LUCA for people who want to come.
511 Avenue K.
All right. Wonderful. Lindsay Maestri, Executive Director here at LUCA. Lindsay Walton, Event Coordinator. Thank you both very, very much for being our guests on the Front Row today.
Thank you
Thanks.
So much, Clint.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces the Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for the Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.